welcome to another edition of Senior Matters. And things are a little different today because your host, Diane Johnson, and I have switched chairs, switched microphones, and I'm Cody Lee, staffer here at KDNK, and I'll be talking to Diane Johnson, who has been the host of Senior Matters for I don't know how long.
10 plus years?
Wow.
I have to think about that. It's hard to think. You know, I'm getting old.
Well, Senior Matters has been such a gift to our community on the KDNK airwaves, and we really appreciate everything that you've done. And on this episode, we want to talk about you.
Okay. Yada, yada. Yada, 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 yeah.
So what's your story?
Well,
what is your background, Diane?
My story, my background. Shall I go from the beginning, or shall we talk about why you're in that seat and I'm over here?
No.
My beginning in Carbondale is 2006, and my ending in Carbondale will be 2024, because I am leaving this home, this heartfelt community that has been such a gem in my life. It's time for me to go to family. I have family in Idaho, in the area of Eagle and Boise, but my daughter lives in Meridian, and she and her husband have another home in Eagle, and I will be moving, and I will be taking my bow. It's a four-legged one, everybody out there. I still hadn't found a two-legged one when I moved here. So Bo will be going with me, and my other daughter and her dog, and we will be living in an incredible little area of Eagle, Idaho. I went online, I checked out everything, looked at the house that Karen and Blaine have set aside for us, looked at the health area, how is it? And by cracky, it is an incredible community. Suburbia, USA, fields, rivers, animals, and family for me.
Yeah, family is important, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm deeply saddened that you're leaving the Carbondale community, and you've been an integral part of it, I believe, and the KDNK community, which is really like one of the heart. It is the heart, I feel like, of this community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it is.
Tell us about what drew you into KDNK Community Radio.
Oh, by cracky. When I first moved here in 2006, my landlady, and I lived on County Road in her three-story home, she was my landlady, and getting to know her, she had some concerns about the community and the community not meeting some of the needs of seniors. And I went, whoa! I'd been volunteering in many organizations that I've been a part of in the beautiful Monterey area or the San Fernando Valley of California. So when she and I started talking, her whole idea was, we need to get something going for the seniors. And with that, Jenna Sterrett, the leader, the visionary, and I followed along, like Bo follows along with me, and we started going to the Board of Trustees, Department of Recreation. Let's find a place. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? Where are we going to have our senior center? Guess what happened? Third Street opened up, and we took a tour of Third Street through the dark, hollowed walls of that elementary school, and we had a place. And we had a place to put on our senior programs. Jenna was with us a short time, and when she passed, I was, besides working, and I have the privilege of working at Heritage Park as a receptionist and getting to know seniors in the community. They walk through the door every day visiting family members. And slowly but surely, as Senior Matters got their nonprofit and everything, we were building programs for seniors and activities held at Third Street. So that's where I got fully muddied feet up in, and more I explored the area of what we could do with seniors and for seniors, I began to know Carbondale. And Carbondale, this is going to be hard for me. This community has become a part of my heart. It's also become a place where I could explore and communicate with the community and the members and have a family, you know, a family, a fellowship with the Carbondaleites. Katie and Kay came by the way when Jenna was offered to do some programs on KDNK, and I would assist her. You know, I say, okay, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And she and I would sit down and brainstorm. And then the few times that she was on the radio talking about seniors and so forth, and both she and I going to the trustees and Department of Rec meetings and everything, she did become ill and had to turn over responsibilities to me.
Okay.
So Senior Matters developed there.
So the program Senior Matters on KDNK started around the time the Third Street Center opened, or was it going on before that?
That's interesting. I'm trying to think about that because here Steve Skinner was heading KDNK then. And somehow or another, how he linked me up to be interviewed by Billy Bob, it may have been that Jenna could no longer do it or whatever.
Oh.
And so I got interviewed. Billy Bob interviewed me.
During Billy Bob's show on Tuesday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
And I went out of here with my heart beating like crazy because I thought he was killer. Amy, I already told you this, though, so you don't have to worry about me and Billy Bob. Anyway, so that's how I slowly segued into Senior Matters here at KDNK. It was all new to me. I remember vaguely on the Monterey Peninsula having some radio shows that I was a guest on, and one of them, one of our local stations said, Diane, would you be interested? And I said, only a short time. So I did do some interviews. The aquarium was booming then, and so there was a lot of good, interesting stuff happening on the Monterey Peninsula. So I did have that radio show for a short time there.
Oh.
And met some really interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Clint Eastwood. I worked at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, so I had quite a few visitors coming into our world on the Monterey Peninsula, and I lived in Pacific Grove, small community, volunteered at the chamber. So coming here, the doors were open for me to be who I am. And Katie and Kay, first of all, everyone, I don't know about you. The radio goes on in the morning, guess who's on? Katie and Kay. If it's music that the world has known and the world continues, the creative, incredible, musical, gifted people in our community, besides them being here and besides us having the world of music on KDNK, I listen to it, period. I'll segue next door on the dial occasionally if the music is not what I want to hear. But music is a part of me. And I dance to it, too. Even this old body can still segue from one hip to the other. Make one foot to the other would be better. You know, but.
And I've never heard anything like Katie and Kay on the FM dial, personally.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. And our public affairs shows. I mean, incredible. The public affairs shows that are out there for our community members and beyond. So yeah. When any of the DJs or the public affairs host or anyone says and beyond, it is going beyond our little Roaring Fork Valley. It goes around the world.
We're speaking with Diane Johnson, quite an original character of the community and the KDNK public affairs hosts and DJs here in this diverse community of people that come on to express themselves on the air on the KDNK airwaves, like she said, and way beyond on KDNK.org. Yeah. And yeah, we have listeners all over the world. And she has been hosting Senior Matters, an important program for seniors in our community for over a decade now, and bittersweetly is moving on to another community to be closer with family. And so we're talking about that today.
Closer with family. My daughter has already said something to an area of the community in Eagle. Well, my mother has a radio show. Maybe she can do something here. Well, thank you, Karen. I'm retiring.
You're
tired. I don't have a big enough heart for taking all of Carbondale with me. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. it's my time in life.
Yeah.
To be near family. It's time, my time in life, where I need to accept those changes, to accept that my body is not as long lived as my spirit will be, you know, because I believe that's in the ether. It will continue on by word, by mouth, by my doggy smell. I've got Bo with me. And that's kind of one of the main reasons I'm moving, too. Living here in Carbondale and in senior housing, dogs, you know, by permit, they must comply. The owners must comply. Little Bo, ever since he's been with me, is a bark-a-lot boy. And tried the collar. Didn't work. He, as you know, he's sitting right here on my lap, and his nose keeps going up to the microphone. It's unconditional love in my relationship. I've always had dogs and cats in my life. And so Bo being a part of the end of my years of my life was really important. You know, and so making the change to be in another environment is what made me make the decision that I need to go to Idaho and go to Eagle. And my other daughter, who is in California, also has a dog, a little white curly one. And Zeus and Bo, doggy door, fenced yard. Barbara doesn't have to worry about him in a little apartment anymore. I don't have to be concerned about Bo. And I'm near my daughter. I have two daughters with me. You know,
so
it's so good.
It is. Diane, you were saying at the beginning of this conversation about the woman who helped start the Senior Matters program and how she thought that the Carbondale community needed more programs for seniors. And I wanted to ask, you've been here since 2006, 18 years. How does the community feel now for you and, you know, other seniors that are your acquaintances compared to back then?
Okay. I'm going to go to programs, okay? How the community feels about Diane, I don't know. How does the community be... That one too. The community feel about the programs, senior programs. Well, I'll tell you, once we got them off, we had them going constantly at Third Street Center in our room. We had computer classes. We had yoga. We had Tai Chi. We had sing-along, we had singing classes. We had programs for the senior community. We even initiated a program for those family members who had Alzheimer's in their family. So we had a program where dementia and Alzheimer's people would come to the senior center, and we would provide lunches, we would provide music, singing, anything to activate and stimulate the brain. And the programs have since segued away from what the center provided. You know, the center provided so many programs because we had the room. Third Street Center was perfect. As time went on, those programs, they were out of the area. They no longer were on. Senior Matters was no longer an active nonprofit organization with members. We were still out there at the rodeo doing snow cones every summer. We were still out there dandelion days and mountain fair with snow cones or homemade baked goods, whatever we could do to fundraise. And things have changed.
Oh.
Things have changed in that the organization Senior Matters no longer exists.
Oh.
There is an organization called CAFCI, Carbondale Age Friendly,
Community
Initiative.
Okay.
I think that's it. Sorry about that. And they have developed programs that are now on the computer. So they can go on their computer. We can go on our computer. We can see what activities, programs, educational, who we could link into for any information relevant to seniors.
Is that a good or bad thing that it sounds like things have shifted more toward technology?
I am such a toucher and a people person.
Yeah.
And I think that's what nourishes all of us.
Yeah.
You know, me looking at your face right now, and when I came in, I realized I wouldn't see it again. It's you. It's not the technical things that you can put up on the screen or on the air.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's the one-to-one connection. People, I think, is really important. I've always been a people person. I went over to Heritage Park before I came in here. I had a payment. So I gave my envelope and said, will you please give it to accounts receivable? And then I walked through the halls, and there were the people I had worked with. There were nurses that had taken care of me when I was there with my surgeries. And I just... That hurts. You know, looking at the smiling faces when they saw me, and when I opened up my arms and theirs were open for me to come into, yeah, I'm a mama, and, you know, I'm a baby, and that to me is the best gift I could have in my life. People.
Yeah.
People person. You know, my one daughter, Barbara, who is going to Eagle with me, and she starts telling me about what she thinks about me and how, quote unquote, good I was, and always, you know, the positive. It was just, it was delightful to hear my daughter tell me about this, you know, because I spanked them, punished them, fed them. Kicked them out the door when they wanted to leave. You know, we've wow. had our love and our freedom, and we still share it.
Yeah, and what better place could you be going to, leaving this community that's such a important part of your heart to, you know, be with your children and yeah. grandchildren and, yeah, and Bo, of course.
What do you think about that, Bo? Is it okay with you? He's licking his chops.
Diane Johnson, I don't want to totally put you on the spot, but I thought, do you have, of all these years on hosting Senior Matters, do you have a memory, a highlight of one of your favorite shows, of one of your favorite guests?
Whew! Let's go further on, and it's I'm looking in my head to pick up who or what. There have been so many interesting people come through these doors in the few minutes that we shared talking about programs or... Yeah, I remember one. It was, oh, come on, Diane, you'll get names eventually. You see their faces. It was with hospice, the rep from hospice, and also the other guest had a thrift store in Glenwood Springs that they were donating money towards hospice. So it was the two of them, myself, I think it was just that. And we had the giggles off and on through the show. And don't you know it? You had the giggles. You don't even remember their names.
Those are some of the best moments.
Yeah,
and
I can see their faces. Yeah. Well, for Carbondale Lights, Lulu's Thrift Shop, which is no longer owned by her, was owned. She owned a thrift shop in Glenwood that would donate $1,000 a month to programs and hospice and everything. So that was the funniest. I wish I could take you all back there. You would be giggling. We've had some talented people sit at this and talk into the microphone that I'm talking into, sometimes two or three guests, sometimes musicians, sometimes trustees, the mayor, you know. Hey, that's many years, even only a half an hour a month.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially for an old brain that's got things slipping through the ears. I can't hear you.
Well, I want to personally thank you, and from the bottom of our hearts here in the KDNK community, of all of the love and service that you've brought to the community. And we're really going to miss you, Diane, and I don't know how we're going to fill your shoes.
Don't try it, baby. Get a new blood in here. Everyone out there, thank you for your support for Senior Matters, whether it's at the mic or at the rodeo or at Dan the Lion Days or walking down the street. This is a beautiful, wonderful community for all of us.
Thank you so much, Diane Johnson. And
you're welcome.
Happy trails. We wish you well on the next chapter. And yes, much, much, much love to you.
Thank you. Much love, Cody. Love to all of you.